Cover me.
Is this thing on?
I don't know.
Any second now. Howdy, hoes. What's going on? Welcome to Uncensored Radio Live for another week of abject fuckery and strangeness. I swore straight up. There we go.
There goes
the... Oh, it's not that we were going to monetize this episode anyway, but you know. What's going on?
Anybody else just get that notice?
What did it say?
What did it say? Your show's
we're
canceled.
Not live.
Says we're live.
It says live.
I just got
it. It says we're live.
We live, baby. Yeah.
Hold on. I'll double check.
Mine says scheduled. Check.
No.
I don't. The chat is
live. There's people watching.
Mine's live.
Says live.
It says live.
As of a minute and 1 second.
Oh, no. I can see us. We're live. We're definitely live.
Yeah.
We're definitely there.
Apparently, mine's just not working.
There's people. There we go. Hi, people can see us. Hi. Hey, Mariella.
Yay.
Hi, Ace. We're here.
Can see
that was
us.
A bit. That was a bit frightening,
up,
wasn't
everybody?
It? I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was happening.
Oh.
Anyway, Jeffrey, how you going?
Gone. Hi, Kaz. Hi, Daniela.
Girl, it's been something. So I'm putting the kids to bed, right? And I'm reading a book because I can't watch it. I think his Gabe won't go to sleep. And he's like laying in my arm. So I have to keep like doing this to flip the screen or whatever. He's like, Daddy. And he grabs my thumb on the side of the iPad. And he goes, you could just do this. Telling me how to flip the screen.
Your child is educating like, you how to use your iPad.
Yeah,
because he doesn't want you waking him up when you go like this.
Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to go to sleep, Daddy. And then he's like, Daddy, he's like, maybe Aunt Lynch could watch us so you could get a job and make $1 million. I'm like,
I'm crying.
Rent to filth, my game. I love it.
Fucking wrecked.
Yeah, I'm more concerned, Jeffrey, that our children seem to have the same accent that don't match up with
this
in this world.
What's this British accent that's going on?
Those really your children.
Daddy. Are they your children?
Daddy.
Daddy.
But you know what everybody needs?
Are they your children?
A daddy.
A little My True 10 gummies.
Right.
And then to help get you to sleep at night, Mantra Dreaming by Katie Underwood.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
And? Anything else?
Oh, and then, you know, you can go on to Apple Music or Spotify or wherever music's sold, and you can pick up the new Cabal single.
Would you care to advertise our stuff or no?
Yeah. That's a great idea. So you can go to Redbubble.
Like, we're important too, David.
Redbubble, do we have the link for people? You could just
Oh, we don't, but
page.
I've got pictures. I can, it's all right. Yeah. It's on the page.
We've got some great photos up there. You know, like
buy some shirts, guys.
Yeah, I'm wearing on the first day. I want to see
Hold
Luke
on,
wearing
look.
That one.
I'm wearing
Which one,
one
am I wearing?
Today.
I am
Jeff's
wearing,
wearing
one, sorry.
One today.
Wow!
Woo! Top row.
I want to see Luke wearing the one that
I love
says
Luke
power
shirt.
Bottom, and I fuck on the first day.
I don't see Very why I so. Need to wear things that are announcing common knowledge. Like,
and I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Bill and Cody, do you fuck on the first date?
Oh,
sure. Fucking me day. Sure. I'm easy. I'm not a whore, but I don't mind being one for the night. It's a cold. Listen to me. Listen, it's a cold fucking world for us nice guys. We either get dubbed by the bum ass dude who lives with his mom, or we get bummed for the drug dealer or the guy who just has better abs than us. No one ever appreciates the good guy. So whatever pussy I can get, I'm gonna get. What?
You think you're a good guy?
I mean, I try.
Leave him
I'm
alone,
doing my best.
Jeffrey. He's still
I'm doing
new.
My
He's
best.
Fresh. He's fresh meat. You can't be like so mean to the poor guy.
I'm not.
You got to wait a couple of weeks. You got to wait a couple of weeks, and then you can be mean.
It has been a couple of weeks.
I know.
We gave him
right.
a T-shirt.
It has been a couple of weeks. He can get his legs in now.
He would come when I would host stand-up. He's fine.
No, he's fine.
No, you know.
How are you, Bodacious Brooke?
I've said worse shit. I've had worse shit said to me by hobos in New York, so, you know.
I'm so excited for Halloween. So excited. It's Halloween Eve Eve. Yay.
Halloween Eve.
And we have a big investigation at the jail tonight. Correct. And you are going to be in attendance here, Stephen.
I will be there. We're gonna see you in person.
Videos on the show page.
I might go live. You better. I might go live. I might do some live action. But it is all leading up
and
to
show me dressed as Velma.
Yeah. We're all going up to a Halloween special. It's coming up. So be ready because there's some good stories. I've sat down with some of the cast already. I've had some more submissions. There's some really good stuff coming your way. So if you want a little like creepy thrill pre-Halloween, Uncensored Radio is going to give it to you. And someone who brings the goods all the time is, of course, Vera. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm partner in crime left for Disney World with his kids today, and I'm kind of nervous because I'm going to be flying solo at work for the next 9 days. But
no, you're a big girl, Vera. You can do it.
I know. I'll make it.
It's not fun when you have to grow up, though, is it?
Well, he's got a great sense of humor, and we laugh all the time.
How many quarters?
Maybe
you could get him that shirt for Christmas.
She's a classy lady, Jeffrey.
She's classy and I'm skinny.
Who wants to be classy?
Jeffrey. That's so boring. It's more Shots fun to be a rebel. Vera is a fucking rebel.
While she's having
ice soda. Damn, you're all sensitive. What are you all turning into, Donald Trump Jr.?
Oh, we will get there. But speaking about someone who is a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets. Hi, Luke.
Oh, hi. How are we?
We're good. Yeah, look,
Steve and I and Jeffrey have had a very busy morning. Can we talk about what we've done, or are we keeping it under?
We can have a bit of a chat. We've been busy.
So obviously, we've already mentioned it that like last week we've spoken to Joanne, so that interview is dropping soon.
November.
So we've had pop star Joanne. We spoke to movie star and soap
TV
star. And voiceover actress Lauren Marie Taylor today. She's most famously known from Friday the 13th Part 2, but she is off the hook. She's going to make Jeffrey and Katrina look like they don't have anything on her.
She definitely sits well with our brand. Let's say
she got up and she was like spanking her ass, and I'm like, girl, aren't you like nearly 60? And she's like, yeah. She don't care.
Rocking it, baby. Still rocking it.
Am I sensing some ageism here?
I didn't
from Luke, possibly.
I just didn't expect it from Lauren. I thought she was a good girl because she played this good girl in Friday the 13th. She was all sweet and nice, and she's just problematic. But
she was a good time. She was a good time. We had a very good time.
She was in Pound Puppies, guys.
Fuck that. This bitch got murdered by a powder puff in '95. I'm loving a fucking powder.
You gotta watch the episode.
Okay. The interview's coming up. More information. Steve and I also chatted to Steve.
Yes, we have just recently, like literally 2 seconds before the show, 2 seconds before the show, we have just gotten off a really, really awesome chat with Australian filmmaker Chris Sun, because his movie The Possessed is out in cinemas tomorrow in some places in Australia and next week. It's a really cool movie. I will put the trailer and everything up, obviously, for next week.
Sad I missed it, but Luke, how many quarters does he have?
I reckon packing a fair bit. I reckon there's a whole lot of spare change going on there, possibly.
What the fuck is the point of having a show if you're not going to ask the most important question to every male guest we have on here?
Actually, we didn't even get his Christmas message, Steve. That's okay. Then you're going to have to ask him.
Yeah, we're gonna need a longer chat with Chris. He's a very cool dude.
He said he might bring Lincoln Lewis on because Lincoln might go both ways and I'm going to fall in love. I know, and he might go both ways, and I'm in.
In Luke streams.
Oh, I've heard of Luke
Lewis. I'm on, and Luke I'm in, again. Okay? Don't take this
Luke
away from
Lewis.
Me. Just let me have Friday.
I'm crying.
Please. That's just a nice day.
You can lead a horse to water.
Yeah, we've been a bit busy today, guys. We've been very, very busy. Yeah, so there's lots coming up. Also, I was going to leave it as a surprise, but Halloween night, there might be a little drop of another uncensored horror as well, because we have to sit down and discuss Halloween Kills, which I saw in cinemas last night. I went to the movies. I went to the movies. Gold class as well. Pre-ordered food and everything.
Oh, it's so good.
Gonna be fancy as fuck. And I'm like, this is gonna be amazing. So I sat there and I went with my best friend, and she ordered food at the bar, and it was all good and all great. And she ate her food. I'm like, okay, whatever. People next to them ate their food. People in front of us ate their food. I'm like, okay, maybe mine's just like really late. She comes around, they start collecting plates. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, oh, I didn't get my food. She's like, okay, no worries. Get this right. Kitchen was closed. So not only did I get 2 free gold class tickets, but I can get a refund on what I paid for.
Nice.
And I didn't pay for it. The New South Wales government paid for it. Boom. Thank you. Thank you, Dine and Discover vouchers. Yeah, baby. But yeah, that's my life. All right, we're ready for it? Should we do it?
We are. Do it.
We are. Woo. We are moister. Nice. Is that an oyster? Ready to get wet in the sea. Of this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
What happened there? Was it really lagged, or did I just my computer just died?
No, I don't know. Who knows? Dylan could be on delay again. We never know.
I think it might be happening, guys.
He's on delay.
Dylan's on delay again. This could be very an interesting evening. But that's okay. We like
and
it.
And we haven't heard Dylan in a.
We haven't heard. I heard him.
See his mouth moving. It's going to be real fun.
I can see your mouth moving, Dylan, but we can't hear you.
Okay. Well, let's jump into the biggest story of this week.
Biggest
story of.
Oh, good.
You might need to log out and log back in. Yep. There you go.
There you go.
We're going to You might just want to take this down because we're actually going to talk about a very serious subject. We're going to talk about the biggest news story of the last week or so. And it happened literally as we got off air last week. The shooting death on the set of Alec Baldwin's latest movie, Rust. Helena Hutchins has tragically died and director Joel Souza was hurt in the accident in New Mexico. There has been so much news around this. So we will talk about Donald Trump Jr. in a minute. Who wants to tackle this one first? There we go.
People just didn't do their job. It was a low budget film. Earlier in the day, people walked off the set. They replaced it with a different crew. People were not doing their job. They were shooting apparently weapons or a gun or whatever earlier in the day before that. It just is a horrible situation. It's a tragedy, and somebody needs to be held accountable.
Definitely. Vera?
I do think that part of the problem is that they were cutting corners. They were hiring non-union workers. They were less experienced armors. There were, you know, and I think it's a tragedy. My heart breaks for this family and the people that were on the set. But, you know, it's time that we all woke up to the fact. I mean, this pandemic has taught us billionaires do not drive the world economy. Workers do. So they need to start paying workers fair wage. They need to hire union people. They need to quit cutting corners when it comes to the labor. You know, a more seasoned armorer would have checked every bullet in that chamber. You know, I think it's a horrible tragedy, and somebody is going to be held liable. The Santa Fe police have made that very clear.
It's just and so as bizarre, though.
Says, like, why was... as, it's very well, why... eerily similar to the Brandon
yeah,
Lee
it is.
Incident.
Absolutely. Well, it is, but why were there live rounds even near a set?
Yeah, Brandon Lee.
This is Bruce what Lee's doesn't done. Make sense. Like, with Brandon Lee, I think that was like a
well,
setup. Like
a blank is a live round. It's loaded with gunpowder, you know? And if even
but
if
was
you're
she
shooting,
shot with a live, was she shot with a, an actual bullet or with a blade?
I don't know if that was determined. I thought it was a blade.
That's why that's what the investigation is about, I believe, is that right. It's not. That there was an injury related to a gunshot, which is why they're not labeling it a shooting at the moment, because I think you have to be very careful and litigiously about what you label as a shooting. Mm-hmm. And you know, implies intention or right. You know, fault. Yeah, so
well,
you just got
to Mexico State. Attorney General has been very clear that liability and nothing is off the table. Anybody can and will be prosecuted if need be, you know.
Well, yeah, it's just tragic, right, Brooke?
I it's very, very sad because then there's such a cloud of who did what around the whole situation that I do want somebody to be punished, but it needs to be the correct person. And I agree that there is a definite element of inexperience in it, and that could be why it happened. But it's just imagine going to work and getting injured by a thing that's meant to be not. Yeah, sorry, I can't. I'm already broken. I'm having a semi-stroke. Sorry, guys. Right. Sorry.
Do you smell toast?
Yeah, do you smell toast for once?
No, but right during this serious, serious news story, yeah, my husband came into our room shirtless and then flashed me. So I'm very distracted. I apologize.
Well, this is when you've got
him.
To
my kind
so
of man.
To get your professional pants on and just continue on.
I
so,
did.
Dylan.
I didn't laugh.
Are you back with us?
Am I delayed?
Nope.
You are a little bit delayed, but I'm gonna give you a second to answer. So Alec Baldwin is obviously very affected by this, but he seems to be really taking some kind of ownership in it and has spent a lot of time with Helena's husband and son. What do you think of that situation?
I mean, it's just. I said it before. I mean, I think he was set up, and I think the director and the producer are definitely going to be the most targeted people of the entire investigation because Alec Baldwin spoke about the fact that he's never been handed a live round, and all the time he's been in movies, and this guy's got a career that spans for decades, so. He's been on a lot of sets. He's done a lot of action movies. This guy knows his way around props, too. He's also on Saturday Night Live. I mean, the guy definitely knows his way around props. This is really some heavy shit. When the story broke, I didn't believe it. I thought it was just TMZ just pushing some nonsense. And then when his Instagram finally went up, I was like, holy cow, this is actually this is some heavy stuff, and I just feel so bad for this guy because Alec Baldwin's honestly, like, people talk on the street. The guy is just absolutely a stand-up guy on set. He's, you know, as he's aged, he's just become more of a, you know, a guru-type, mentor-type, and people really enjoy his company. And what really killed me was seeing him get just accused of so many horrible things by people who have no idea what's even going on.
And we're
going
to talk about that now, I think.
I feel so bad for the family of that woman. I admire Alex resilience in all this, because that man's going through a lot right now.
I just all right, Vera. I thought Jeff was having a stroke. He was out of frame for so long.
Vera, we're gonna talk about one of your favorite people.
I knew you were gonna
get all out of frame for a second.
Let's talk about this dick job. Donald Trump Jr.
Her boyfriend
has had a big, big blowback against his funny shirt that he put on his website saying guns don't kill people, Alec Baldwin kills people. Obviously, they've got beef because, you know, Saturday Night Live and whatnot. And comedy is comedy, but not in the face of something that is so obviously a tragedy.
Yeah.
You can't read a comic. He's not a comic, and he can't read the room well enough to go, hey, it's probably not something I should be joking about right now.
This obviously brilliant young woman's life is over. Everybody who's talked about her has said she was a cinematographer of some promise, and they were expecting great things from her, and she's over. She leaves a child, I think maybe two children and a husband, and my God, you know, it's inappropriate and it's cruel.
Too soon.
Did anyone else just hear that warm?
Yeah, I thought the aliens were coming then.
I thought, holy shit, the Demi Lovato fans have got me. They're coming to me. Jeffrey Sanders, they're coming to me.
Poot Lovato has come to get us all. Yeah, look, Donnie Jr., let's face it, he's never had to earn anything by himself. Everything he has ever achieved is through nepotism and, you know, handouts. He has no actual skill, no actual talent.
In their family does.
No
nothing.
Actual brain.
No one in their family does. You know, it's like everybody was talking at work.
No actual balls.
Says he's going to leave if they institute the billionaire tax. He's going to leave because he doesn't want anybody to know he's not a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, he
but they're
got
so
that
narcissistic
money.
That they think that when they find, like, when they do all this kind
welfare
of stuff,
in the
90s like,
show.
You know, it's just completely from privilege, but they're like, oh, look, I'm special.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, you guys are horrible.
The mom just oozes that I'm special shit.
Poor Pete Blossom. Are you gonna sit in, you're going to sit in Camp Trump on this one, are you, Jeffrey?
Absolutely.
Come on,
fucking
Jeff,
not.
Give it to us. Be devil's
let the girls have it.
I can fight my fucking feelings to go against y'all on a lot of shit, but this ain't one of them.
Yeah. It's like, I cannot stand down for this.
Though I do feel like if Perez was a really good guy, he would send Trump some my 210 gummies.
Well, he'd definitely eat them, let's be honest.
He needs them. He's got too much Adderall in his system.
No shit.
They'll kill him one day.
And a lot of other shit is keeping him alive.
You're lucky you're an Australian. You don't have to worry about them coming after you.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, literally.
Let's talk about another weird flex this week. total weird flex. Floyd Mayweather has rebuffed a fan's request for a photo because he had painted nails.
Well, it's like a kid. Looks like a kid.
I think he was 19.
Like
wait, I think he was 19.
No, it's still a kid.
The fan's nails
like
are painted.
Or 17.
And he said, I don't your nails are painted. I don't take photos with guys with painted nails. This coming from someone who openly and, you know, quite publicly, because it was on Twitter, was all about supporting gay marriage and the Obama administration.
But then
like,
he's the same person who said that he would knock out Ronda Rousey or any woman who challenged him. Like, he's a bit of a fuckwit. So, like, is this a surprise? And you know what? Like, he insulted this kid, but what's quite disturbing, I don't give a fuck about what Floyd Mayweather says, it's the people all there going, he doesn't have to fucking deal with homos. He shouldn't have to fucking pose with the
exactly.
Faggot. I'm like, wow, like, where did you come from? Like,
is it the early 90s again? Did I miss something?
No, but it's like the Trump family's unleashed all the maggots from under the rocks. So they're out there swinging at anybody.
At least they're out in the open.
Yeah,
easier to squash that way, right?
I think that Mayweather has such an issue with this because he's hiding his own truth. Let's face facts.
Well, yeah, I definitely feel that.
Yeah, at least you know the fuck they are.
The crux of homophobia is.
But do we know for a fact that this happened?
It was. It's on video.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
I don't know, dude.
Is so closet weirdo.
It's not in my wheelhouse of things. I don't really know who he is. I don't care.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, up, it's on video. He does this for a living.
Oh yeah, it's full blown. It's full blown, like on video.
He ain't punching my kitty, so I don't care.
TMZ Sports, I believe. It all happened live, I believe. So, woo,
wasn't his father the better boxer? Isn't he like Junior?
I think the ultimate question is who really cares, but yeah.
moving on.
I tell you something that people are having a lot.
Well, yeah,
of
he's Floyd Mayweather
about.
Jr.
The delay is back, kids.
A boxer as well?
No one.
We broke Jeffrey.
Oh god, the delay is back. That's all right. People are getting very upset about bisexual Superman.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay. Man, I cannot.
Come on, guys. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
These sick idiots.
Wait. Let me just outlay the argument first, and then we can go. So, obviously, Dean Cain, who played Superman in Lois and Clark, has criticized it as bandwagon jumping. And I kind of agree with Dean Cain in what he has to say. He's saying that they've done Robin as bisexual, now Superman's bisexual, but they're doing it for the woke factor when they could be pushing it forward. Where's his quote? If I can read it on this, it's a big article.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Brave would be having him fighting for the rights of gay people in Iran, where they'll throw you off a building for the offense of being gay. Why don't they have him fight injustices that created refugees whose deportation he's protesting? That would be brave. I'd read that. Or fighting for the rights of women to attend school and have the ability to work and live, and boys not to be raped by men under the new warm and fuzzy Taliban. That would be brave. There's real evil in the world today. Real corruption, government overreach, plenty of things to fight against. Human trafficking, real actual slavery going on. It would be brave to tackle those issues, shine a light on those issues, and see the character doing right. In that sense, I would read that comic. And I don't disagree. I don't think that going,
I do.
Oh, LGBTQ switch.
Oh, because I open up my Superman comics to fucking watch, you know, social commentary and to see like someone saving the world from all the injustices. Like, no.
But that,
like, it's a superhero comic.
Well, I don't have any problem with
he kissed the guy. Like, who cares? Like, because you're gay, Steve. Are you going to fucking save the world for all gay people?
But it's not the point. No. That's not the point. That's not.
You know.
Yeah, you can do both. And that's not the point. Let's be fucking honest. Superman's not a human to start with. So how can he be bisexual, gay, blah blah blah?
Listen, I got news for all of you motherfuckers. He ain't real.
He ain't real. That's the problem.
He can be a hermaphrodite with a penis and a vagina. I don't fucking care.
That would be so exciting.
It would be, actually.
Who knows that Superman even has human genitalia?
I'd watch that.
You know what I mean? But the point is, I actually get what Dean Cain is saying, because they've done it with another character. They're doing it with this character. But what's the point of it? Is it just to be seen, like, to go, yes, that's representation? They could go further.
Part of the appeal of the Marvel Comics was that in the
DC.
No, I'm talking about Marvel. I'm going back to the other franchise. Part of the appeal was that Captain America fought the Nazis. And it was about, we can still deal with some real evils that still exist in DC world, you know?
Yeah. Now, the other issue is the colorists that has left, and it turns out to be a bit of a...
a Republican rant saying that they've changed the slogan from Truth, Justice, and the American Way because apparently him being a Republican makes and the wokeness of Superman makes us all bigots because we won't
accept
that.
We're bigots against all those Republicans.
We're bigots against the Republicans.
Poor old white man. Oh my God. Here's the thing. So Dean Cain was in a gay movie. I don't know if anybody on this panel has ever seen her.
Heartbreak Club.
Yes. I love it. It was a great movie. I don't necessarily think this dude's a homophobe. I don't really see anything wrong with what he had to say. I think it was was fine. And I don't think that he was necessarily wrong. I think he brought up some really interesting points.
Yeah, I agree. Since it is an imaginary character, can't we imagine he's gay? What's it going to hurt?
Exactly. And what does it matter? And like, if we're going to get real specific, it ain't your granddad's Superman or your dad's Superman anyway. It's Superman's son. It's not Clark Kent. So, like, calm down. Just because you like Superman when you're a little boy doesn't mean you like boys. It's okay.
Do you think that's going to mean he has two sons on the new show that they got out there that's actually pretty good.
Superman Lois.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that I actually watched it and liked it. They have twins, and there's kind of a homely one, and I'm wondering if he's going to be the gay one.
You never know. Well, WandaVision have done it. Like in WandaVision, one of their children is canonically gay in the like Marvel universe. So it's the way of the world, and if you can't let pretend people have a lifestyle that they want to have,
God.
I think you got bigger issues, man.
What's the matter, Dylan?
Yes.
Dylan, we can't hear you, dude.
He said yes.
There's a Superboy on Titan. Yes, there is a Superboy on Titan.
It's going to come in like 3 minutes from now.
And if you watch Titans, which I think is on HBO Max, Superboy is
fucking hot.
Superboy is hot and he's naked all the time.
Yes. Oh, I love. Kate loves this show. And I'm like, I didn't know that it was going to be so graphic. So the kids and I started watching.
Daddy loves this show.
And I was like, shit, this is bad. And I was like, thank God. Gabe, of course, the 5-year-old.
Connor.
I'm like,
Connor.
Oh, God.
Ken.
Yeah.
Connor Ken.
He's hot as fuck.
There we go. There he is.
Should we talk about more imaginary hot people that are going to come to our screen?
Oh, please, no. Sure.
Oh, Ryan Gosling's going to be Ken in the Barbie movie.
That's not attractive to me.
Oh, my God, I love him.
He's not Ken.
Yeah, Vera's ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm more excited about Margot Robbie.
How much are they going to have to waterproof those seats at the Barbie movie?
Yeah.
If he's in there.
Are they going to show him naked with, like, no dick?
I know. See, that's what I want to know. Are they going to make it? Are they going to make it like real Barbie? Is she just going to be flat? And is there just going to be like
Connor's, Connor's probably going to be the one that comes down.
Oh, it's like 5 minutes.
At least we'll get to see Margot Robbie's titties. Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, right. See, Ace was the first person to bring this up.
No.
What?
Is he going to be anatomically correct?
Oh. funny. But look, I think that's great. Someone did say not Ryan Reynolds, but I don't know if Ryan Reynolds is necessarily Ken.
He could play Ken.
Yeah, fags.
What about fags?
Well,
I think he said fags.
My whole thing is going back to like changing the thing from Truth, Justice, and the American Way. We just want to speak to see that fucking delay again, you asshole.
This is like the last news story.
Yeah, we're a news story behind.
You
can't hear me?
No. We can't.
I said that 5 minutes ago. Oh, dear. Anyway.
Oh, that poor bastard.
I know. He's having a bad time. All right. I don't get the like the hubbub about this. I don't have kids. I didn't grow up in this time.
everyone is really frothing about this Lightyear movie.
Why are they? Are you kidding me? I just saw a bunch of wet people talking about Chris Evans. That would be he'd be a great Ken.
He would be a great Ken.
He'd be a great anybody.
I'm really hoping that wasn't his dick because it was like crooked and shit. You know what I mean? It wasn't really that big. It was kind of
Captain America can't have a crooked cock.
Yeah, no, no. But they only really did like a clip at the end that had the voice, and I'm like, it sounded like Tim Allen. So there's the biggest controversy right now that was on Twitter was that they fired Tim Allen for being a Republican. That's what people are saying.
Well, I have to put up the banner. Hold on. Because if you know anything about Hollywood, you know that the biggest rumor about Tim Allen is that he fucks little girls. There we go.
I've never heard that. Well, do some research.
Do some research because you'll be disgusted. Yeah, I don't get the Buzz Lightyear thing. I only ever saw the first Toy Story as well. Like, I'm not like of that gen. But I don't know. I don't have kids. I think people with kids are fully moist over Toy Story.
Are y'all
talking about Buzz?
Yes, we are.
It's all about Chris Evans. Forget that it's Buzz Lightyear. It's Chris Evans.
Yes, I do. I loved What's His Fuck. Jonathan.
Oh, he's dead. Poor Jonathan Brandis.
Just went real dark.
He looked cute as a girl, too. All right, yeah, let's move on.
Ladybugs. Let's go feel good. The Renaissance is in full swing. Brendan Fraser's going to be a Batgirl, y'all.
Okay, there's got to be a fucking rule. We can only talk about Batman comic books and shit once an hour.
Well, that's what was in the news this week, girlfriend. So I'm more excited about Brendan Fraser because Brendan Fraser is the ball.
He has seen some rough times.
I know. Poor dude.
Get with the times, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey,
seriously? Is the kid from
you want to know where Rudy is? He ate her.
He's a fucking treasure.
Jeffrey, he got fingered and stuff. Leave him alone.
He got fingered by who?
Oh my God.
Who gives a fuck? He's funny.
It was a totally different Tim Allen that was accused of pedophilia.
Whatever.
Tim Allen from Tool Time. It was Tim Allen who was a chef in Europe.
Well, there's still people fucking children, and that's not right.
He's been through a lot.
And Jeffrey,
here you go. You get fingered on a constant basis, Jeffrey. You're okay with it. Doesn't mean
Hey, yes.
Dylan, I got a secret for you. No one fingering him.
No. And I typically keep my nails too long to do the leg work myself.
What?
Unless you're taking colonoscopy.
Oh my God! Why everybody around me? Right, four people I know just went and got a cold.
No,
and I'm like, I'm jealous. How are you guys getting more action than what?
Do you have polyps?
I mean, I could get some if that's what it's gonna take to get a hot dog.
Oh my God! If that's what it's gonna take,
I think it's some Cheerios up there or something. You know what I mean? Like,
can I tell you? Can I tell you who doesn't have polyps? This one.
Well, she might.
She looks like somebody on this show.
Emma Martin, made a comfortable living for herself selling videos of her passing wind. Turns out her flatulence videos date all the way back to 1999, so it isn't temporary insanity. She makes sure her diet gives the audience the biggest bang for their buck. One of my favorites is coleslaw and baked beans mixed together. That is fucked up.
Why was that not a WTF news?
She is fucking deranged. I'm sorry. Good on you, girl, for making money. $4,000 a month?
Bitch, I'll be fired on camera later on Chatterbait. As soon as we're over, check me out. Fucking 115. Chatterbait, okay? Look for me.
Yeah, you got to see his polyps go.
I think one of the most interesting things about this is we're all curious if she had it. Gets more money if she shits herself or less.
Thank you. Thank you. Is a shot more money or is it a deduction?
Does she double her income?
More research. D
Dylan, yes. Will you funny. Research Fart
Can we
Mom?
Get her on for an interview, please?
Yes, please. Dylan, get on.
Fart Mom. How would you? Well, I was known as Fart Mom.
Could you imagine this bitch coming on this show? She'd have no idea what she's fucking in for, and we'd all be laughing through the whole fucking thing. She'd end up clicking. It'll be great. Let's get this bitch on.
Because
I'm going to be like, Fart for me, baby.
Be amazing. And could you imagine her Christmas message?
It has to be a smell-o-vision.
Oh,
Mr. Hanky, Christmas.
We're just going to call her Fartarina.
Butter in a little farty the Christmas elf.
Fartina.
All right. Well, speaking of Christmas, Christmas came early for the people that work at Spanx.
Yay, great boss. Woo, okay,
hello. Next. What this person is the best boss in the world. The best person in the
world.
Two first class tickets and $10,000 worth of spending money. Vera does not
interview.
I'm not going to complain that she gave something, but she did not give that much. When you talk about the money she made, this is less than 0.3% of the money she made. She could have gone up to a little gives me a bad percent, come on, and given them $30,000. 1% of $1.5 billion wouldn't have even scratched the surface of the money she made. She could have been a little more generous.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to go on holidays. And if someone's going to pay for me to fly first class, I'm down.
Yeah, but you know what? If you make $70,000 a year, the amount is less than $50 in a tip. It's not that big a fucking deal.
And they got to pay taxes on this gift.
Yeah.
So,
that's shit. It should be tax-free.
They're all happy. It should be tax-free, but it's not. But it could have been more.
She could have easily...
She could have given more, you know.
She could have
anything is good.
With their labor.
But she could have gave nothing, Vera. We got to look at it that way, because most bosses, they don't share the wealth. Look at Gina Reinhart here. He's put more Big Macs into her body than she has dollars in people's pockets.
She could have... Yeah, like...
She could have
Bezos them all.
He's still doing it, and everybody's still buying from Amazon Prime.
She's a woman, though, Vera. She's a woman, though. And you know what? The gunt is a lucrative market. You got to lift it. You got to lift it and hold it back.
You know what's so weird that you're talking about that, and right now I'm lifting mine and putting my hands under it to keep them warm. Just
smell them. Smell them for us on camera.
Turn on the heat, you cheap bitch.
It smells like laundry soap.
Oh my god. Y'all are messed up.
You're welcome. Okay, let's move on board, and we're losing viewers.
We're gonna move on. We're gonna do feel good moment because Vin Diesel walked Paul Walker's daughter down the aisle. That's a little bit sweet, right?
Old Alan.
That's a very, very sweet story.
Very, very nice of him. There's one.
And I don't fuck with Fast and the Furious. That's right. But, you know.
I don't either.
That's like, I don't fuck with it, but it's okay.
And I've always thought Paul Walker was quite a good actor as well. It's very sad what had happened. It was almost...
Not a good driver, but, you know.
Who dies in a fucking car accident?
He wasn't driving!
Cars? Like, he wasn't too when he crashed.
No! It was
Wasn't someone else driving when he...
Oh,
yeah.
He
still died in a car, and he was made famous from fucking movies about cars. I mean,
he wasn't driving! If he was driving, he probably would have been fine.
Anyway, that's why you don't drive high performance vehicles on the street where they shouldn't be driven, right?
Right.
Or into things that kill you.
All right.
Next topic.
Yeah, really. We're going to spend spotting.
We're just bombing tonight.
You know what? It couldn't be as bad as this.
Yeah.
face, the face sliding. Sliding against the
oh, she got God. Wrecked, but the guy oh. apparently the cyclist
it was
his
friend
was
that was
more
driving
injured than her.
Yeah, yeah.
He got more injured than her from that fall.
Well, he would. He was going at speed, and she was stationary. Probably. So
I don't know. But she might have some fucked up teeth after that.
Man. Her face slid across the tarmac. She'll be like fucking Leonardo DiCaprio in
so
Man of the Iron
My
Mask.
Question is: does she have to pay for his bike?
She should. She should have to pay for all his medical expenses too. Stupid.
Maybe she's the person that would be the best one to produce our next theme song.
Do you reckon? Hey, do you reckon that she was the one that was at the Tour de France?
Ready?
She's just going around. She's going around fucking up bike races. She's like, oh bonjour. Then she's somewhere in fucking. I don't know. It sounded like Spanish to me.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
know. That sounded racist, didn't it? Sorry, everyone.
If I was going to run out in front of a bike and I the knew I was going to get scenarios. Connected, I would have had a helmet on
he
and
fucking
some
died.
Shit pads, at least.
All right. I want to get a little topical on your asses, so I'm bringing back this.
He took
little,
the bike,
little
her,
gem of
and the whole
fall
of the paper.
The view from here. Fuck it, man. Okay, this week's view from here comes courtesy of the news story of Princess Meiko of Japan, who basically had to forego her royal status to marry a commoner.
Right, she was a bitch with the fucking side that just knocked out half the field.
Anyway, he's still commenting on the last story. And she knocked back a $1.3 million payment from the government.
Please come prepared.
I have to ask the panel. I got to ask the panel. If it came down to it, would you choose love
fuck
or money?
Money,
Mira.
Out of your fucking
I'd
mind.
Taken their
Mira.
Fucking money.
Right. Good girl. Good girl.
Taking their money.
Expand. Expand a little
I'd
bit.
Taken the money.
Come on, expand a little bit. Why?
Because you know what? It's easy to be miserable poor. Why not give miserable rich a shot?
Good exactly. girl.
All right, Fiona. Brooke, you're the married one. Love or money?
Oh, look, I've been married twice. So, look, I'm collecting husbands. So, and I'm not rich yet. So, I would take the fucking money and collect a new last name. Easy. Look, I love my husband dearly, but fuck me, that's a lot of money. Like, yeah. I applaud her. Good job, honey. Fuck, but
me, that's fuck a lot of
your
money.
Dumb.
Well, obviously, he's got money as well. Already.
How much did she turn down?
$1.3 million.
Oh, it's not that much.
But
I hope he's got a huge.
But she turned it down for no reason.
She has $10 million in personal net worth. Before taking the payout from Japan,
oh, well,
she could have had
$11.3 million.
This is Lily living and sitting pretty.
It's insulting. Insulting.
Jeffrey, I'm going to ask you, but I think I know the answer.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Of course I'm taking the money. I've already done the whole fucking love thing once. I'm good. Like, give me the money. Keep your
I
dream. Give me the money.
I can't wait till we do our Valentine's Day special.
Oh, God. I'm getting drunk
I'm
for
not
that.
I'm going to be on it.
Luke,
I'll be drunk as fuck.
Love or money?
Absolutely the money because
liar.
I think no. Love is just very.
As long as they're a narcissist, you're down.
If they got money, then sure.
Well, then how come you didn't get with Richard while you were in New York?
Is he a narcissist? Ooh. Is he?
No, but he's got
calling
money.
Out your friend, girl.
Yeah, he got money. Yeah, bitch, I just told him. That if he buys me a condo in Florida on the beach, I will shower him. I think I'm fine.
All right, we're going to give Dylan 2 minutes to reply. Dylan, Cody, love or money?
2 minutes. Money, because I've been broke my whole fucking life and love is a fucking lie.
Oh, that's dark.
Love is a battlefield.
Oh, that is dark.
I do agree. It's very temporary.
Sometimes money gets you the love you want too. Just saying.
Or the
money attracts
the love
the
you need. Let's face
good
it,
and bad.
who needs love, really?
Look at but Hugh Hefner.
Erica Jane.
He had lots of girls that loved him.
Everybody needs money.
Everybody does need money. And look, I'm going to... My quote is going to be from is Halsey's new album title, If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power.
Great album.
I want power that I can boss people around and force them to love me.
It's a lot you know what? Cry in a limo than on a bicycle.
Right?
Right. That's Ruby why I always tell out. My kids. That's why games like Daddy, at least watch us and you go make $1 million.
If it was that easy, Gabe, if it was that easy, Dylan would have better internet connection because Jeffrey would be paying for it.
Fucking right.
All right.
Yeah, no shit.
Vera.
Yes, darling.
It's that time of the week.
Is it? Oh my God.
It is. Are you feeling toasty?
A little warm.
You smoking that pops again?
It can only mean that it is time for Vera Vex. Ooh, steamy. Ooh. All right, Vera, here we go. 3, 2, 1, vent.
All right, kids. Here in New York State, we're in the height of political season. We got a big election coming up next week. And there's a lot of things going on. But more importantly, overall, I want to talk about elections and democracy. We have this entire segment of the world, it's not just the United States, that feel that only certain people are entitled to run the world. And they are rich white men. And the rest of us need to just shut up and put up. Well, kids, they ain't got your best interest at heart. They're only going to give you $10,000 and a plane ticket if they give you anything. You've got to fucking vote. And you've got to vote to protect the right to vote. Because democracy doesn't exist without free and fair elections. There's a whole bunch of people who don't think that the elections are so free right now. But the only way we're going to fix that is if we all vote. Get out there, vote. Every country, every democratic country in this world has better election turnout than the United States. And yet we sit around and talk about how great and how free we are and how everybody loves our freedom. The biggest freedom we have is not the freedom to own guns. It's not the freedom to spout off like me. It's the freedom to vote. You need to get out there and you need to vote and you make sure that your representatives know that they need to protect the right to vote. Because if we're not voting, we're not nothing. We're not free. We're not great. We're just slaves paying the man to be his servant.
So what you're saying is vote.
Fucking vote.
So can you get me an absentee ballot?
Huh? It's a little late. I could have sent you an absentee ballot. I could have got you one, but it's too late now.
Son of a bitch.
I feel like I'm just going to go work for Spanx and solve my problems.
No shit.
Right?
You know?
You're right?
I'd
be,
I'd look skinnier because I'd be wearing Spanx 24/7. And I'd be going somewhere first class.
She sold the business to the man, so all those bonuses are all over. You're not going to get
I'm just going to keep tagging her and stuff and be like, hey, give me some fuck.
Look, Vera says you're a cunt, but I think you're nice.
Guys, what is the worst that could happen? Something like this.
Look, you need to shorten that clip.
No,
long.
I like the anticipation because it joins this one.
One.
Go! Thunder!
Woo! Ooh!
Are you okay?
I feel like that is something I have done.
And of course, this one.
You really, you know, if you could have gotten.
You have back problems.
Oh, no, I have back problems with a lot of other bitches. You know how many bed frames Joe and I broke? You know what I'm saying?
Next week on our new show, Bitches Fallen, the podcast. It's great. I love it. We're calling bitch down.
Listen, nothing.
My fault happened before the internet.
Right. My father's a big dude, right? So one night we're at mom's and it had snowed a bunch and I stopped over there. I don't remember for what. And all of a sudden, like, Joe's like, where's Vito? And we're all kind of like, yeah, where the fuck did he go? He went outside, but he wasn't out. So we realized, we looked out the back door and we could just see his feet sticking up. He had tipped off the deck and in between the deck, I mean, it was a small space between the house and where the stairs went. He tipped over and fell on the fucking thing and he couldn't get himself back out because he had broken his back and his neck.
Oh my God.
He didn't break it like that time, but he had broken it years past. So he doesn't have a lot of strength. So yeah, he was stuck in a snowbank for a solid like 10 minutes. Upside down.
Oh my God.
When I was at college, I lived on the back side of the university on the back end of the dome, which is the stadium at SU. And there used to be 217 steps up and down to the dome. And it backed up on a high rise building. And once the season was over, nobody shoveled those steps. And I spent every fucking day going down, please don't. Oh, I forgot. The 8th floor of that high rise was a bunch of guys from campus who would score you.
Score, I knew it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, though, Vera, were you out there like Baby from Dirty Dancing on the steps? Remember when she's practicing?
No. I was holding under that ramble, and please, God, don't let me get a 10. Please, God, don't let me get a 10.
See, that's why.
Don't
let me get a 10. That one chick we had on the show, Katie, that lasted a hot minute, who just got married. Congratulations, bitch. When I was watching her kid, I got the Ring doorbell and she's like, she comes in and she's all pissed off. She's like, oh my God. She's like, your stairs are all ice. Aren't you going to salt them? And I'm like, no, I just got the Ring doorbell. I want somebody to fall. It'll be worth
trying to get that. Just trying to get that funniest home videos money.
It's fucking right, bitch. I'm like, wipe out with your kid in your hand. Just throw them in the bush.
Just throw them in the stomach.
Amazing. Just love
not
that
to mention,
style.
I don't leave the fucking house. Why do I care if the stairs are icy? I'm not going outside. It's too cold.
Exactly. Ice is the worst though, because you know you just got no control. You're just like, oh fuck.
Oh yeah.
I've gone down.
Oh yeah. Once you're falling, you're fucking falling.
It's gonna be spectacular. It's gonna be rolling.
Yeah. It's not gonna end nicely. No. You know that's a hard fall.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts.
There's gonna be that skid burn down your side.
Did I tell you about the time that I fell?
That road rash.
About the time that I fell down a staircase in front of 60 children.
No.
while I was teaching a dance workshop.
Grace,
I have a story.
Rolled my ankle forward, rolled down four steps, and then just landed at the bottom. I'm like, oh, okay, wow. And there was everyone's like, oh. I'm like, everything's fine, it's okay. And I'm like, fuck, that really hurt. Hey, I'm like, and I stood up, and I'm like, everything's fine. And the workshop ended, everyone left. I lifted the leg of my pants. There was blood everywhere. I'd taken the biggest chunk out of my shin. It was disgusting. I'm like, everything's fine. Thank God the pants are black.
Everything's fine.
I've done a similar thing. There's an old a nightclub I used to go to at Parramatta Leagues Club. Don't judge me. all right, so there's this spiral staircase. And I got smashed and I fell down the fucking thing and it was epic. And I actually have a friend who worked for their security team and he actually showed me the footage on their security cameras.
Do you have a copy
incredible.
Of the footage?
Please.
No.
Do you know what Brooke, do you know what the worst staircase is? The one at Frostbites.
Oh, God, no.
I've fallen down that staircase. There's a bar in town, in the city, that used to be called Frostbites, and it used to be all like the frozen alcoholic slushies.
And what city would this be?
Newcastle in New South Wales.
Okay.
And so you used to go there and get fucking hammered, but they have this staircase that's like four sections with five steps on each section, and you go down. The amount of people that have eaten shit, including me, down that staircase because you were too pissed. Doing the full Anna Nicole. like, that's what it was
like.
I took one of the most major falls of my life on a flat sidewalk on New Year's Eve. It was a level sidewalk. Yeah. It was dry pavement. and I just went down and
I've right. done that too, Vera. I was walking my across a bridge, actually.
My lip. I had to go get
it. Oh. I fell like on a bridge and had like all this like gravel in my hands. I had to get it scrubbed
out.
At work the There's next day. It was horrific.
I just
had a couple of drinks.
Vera, if I was there, I just want you to know I love you, but I would not have been able to check on you until I was able to breathe again.
You might have been alone because lots of people who love me were laughing. But strangers from all over were like, Are you okay? Oh my God. Are you okay?
They're straight. Strangers are always the ones to go, are you okay? Your friends
always depend on the kindness of strangers.
Well, because I'm like, all the times that I've fallen or, you know, done something crazy or been hurt, everybody's laughing. Like, I'm laughing too. Like, it's funny. I don't.
You can tell who loves you the most by who laughs the loudest when you fall over.
That's true.
Okay?
Truth.
Just saying.
So, that being said, if anyone has a video, some fall videos, send them in because we love a bit of Schadenfreude and laughing at other people's pain. Look, I could fall down. I could fall down some steps tonight. You never know. I'll get
that shit on video for you guys.
I will go live tonight from Maitland Jail and give you guys a little update. But until Sunday/Monday,
let's get our scary stories in, Stevie. Guys.
Yeah. So
that time.
Yeah, still got time. If you want to. Oh, well, it's technically over for Australia, but we've still got time. If you have something, you can send it through to us at myuncensoredradio@gmail.com. We will be dropping a spooky Halloween special as well as a review for Halloween Kills. So if you got a lot of feelings like some of our panelists do about E, a movie, or B, you know, Halloween in general, please check it out. Otherwise, we will see you next week, kids. It's been real.
Oh, I get an interview with Joanne.
It's coming up in 2 weeks' time, but we'll have a trailer for Joanne. She's coming up. There's lots coming your way from Uncensored Radio. So we will see you next week. Keep it tight. Don't fall over. We love you. Bye.